This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1596. Is no news good news? Find out today.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you are waiting for something important, the expression no news is good news can be really comforting. Learn more about this expression today and find out why it's so common in the American healthcare system.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Doing great, Michelle. How's everything going for you?
Everything's good over here. I hear you are going to be doing some hiking.
Oh my gosh, yes. We are down in Arkansas having a little workcation and hiking in the evening, you know, just getting in some new, a breath of fresh air, a new place, exploring the South, right? Which is very foreign to me growing up in the Northeast. And you, Michelle, you grew up in the Mid-Atlantic region and now you're in New York City. So couldn't get more different than the South.
Yeah. No, I've never, I mean, I guess I've traveled a little bit in the South, but not really. So I would like to do more of that in the future. That's pretty cool. Cool. Have a good time.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm calling it the soupy South now because the air is just so soupy. You know, you like that expression, soupy. It's like, that's funny. What does that mean? I think we've said that on the podcast before, actually.
I'm guessing humid.
Humid, yeah, exactly. It feels like a soup. Like the air, you walk, you step outside and there's so much humidity in the air. It's so different from Colorado where you step outside and it's so dry. It's like bone dry. Yeah.
Humidity is never that fun. I feel like I live in the soupy north then. You could call my area soupy too. So, but Lindsay, I have a question for you today. Have you ever been waiting for news about something and knew that because you didn't hear anything, like you just kind of figured things were probably okay?
Yeah, I think situations like emergencies, right, where maybe someone's in the ER, in the hospital, and, you know, in many cases, you know, you won't be notified unless something goes wrong with a surgery or something like that, maybe. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, or maybe like you had to get some sort of test at the doctor's, like blood work done, or you're waiting for feedback at work, or I mean, it could be a lot of things where you kind of have this intuition that if you don't hear something, it's probably a good thing. That doesn't always work, right? It's not always true, but we are going to teach you a super useful expression that you can use in these situations. But before we do that, Lindsay, what do we want to tell our listeners?
Well, guys, now that we have an app for both Android and iOS, you want to be listening over there. Because why, Michelle? What can we do over there that you can't do by just listening in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen? What can we do, Michelle?
Well, I have the app and I love the app.
Yes, you do. So cool.
You can listen to episodes and have transcripts going along the screen while you listen. Yeah. So it's like really like going along with you, kind of like a teleprompter, which is awesome. And then you can get key words that are from the episode and you can have them on your personal list so that you don't lose anything like I would.
Mm-hmm. Like you would. Yeah. And these are words that you choose every week, Michelle, yes. based on, you know, your degree in teaching English. We know what words right. will bring you to that native level, guys. And we choose them based on that. It's not every word. Okay. No. Don't get scattered. Don't try to learn every word you hear on the show. Just learn the keywords that'll push you to the next level. We show you what those are and you can store them all in one place on the app. So yes. where can the listeners go to get those?
Go get that? To allearsenglish.com/app, A-P-P. Yeah.
Very simple. I love it. So this phrase, Michelle, today, no news is good news. Yes. All right. Is this common?
I think so. That's why I did. That's why I wanted to plan yeah. this episode, because I feel like I hear this a lot. Yeah. Lindsay, what about you?
Yeah, it's common. And I agree. It's situations like medical tests, right? Where if there's a medical test that you're waiting on, usually if nothing comes up on the test, the doctor won't really call you,
exactly.
right?
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
something does come up, they need to call you, tell you the news, you got to go in, arrange something, right?
Right, right, right. So yeah, no news is good news. It means that if you don't hear anything bad, things are probably okay.
Exactly.
Like this thing with getting results from the doctors. I mean, Lindsay, let's do a little role play just to start it off.
Okay. So, all right, here we go. So I'm waiting to hear back the results of my mono test.
Well, no news is good news.
I hope so. Oh my God, I've been in those situations before a few times, right? Where you yeah. had a test done and you're like, I hope the phone doesn't ring. I really yes. hope the phone doesn't ring.
Yes, 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 yes. It's like you want to know, like, that's the thing. We'll talk more about it, but like doctor's offices are so busy. They don't usually call you necessarily if everything is okay.
Right, right.
But yeah. here's another little one. My teacher said she would contact me with feedback before my presentation, but I haven't heard from her yet and I'm worried.
Michelle, no news is good news. She probably thought it looked good.
Yeah, you're right. So I think that yeah. this can be kind of like a comforting expression.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, usually you're saying it when you haven't heard anything and the person is trying to make you feel better, make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, you're trying to make yourself feel better. Somebody's trying to, yeah, it's like, that's basically the idea is you're saying, it's probably fine, you know, it's good, no news is good news. So
exactly.
we're going to talk about this a little bit, well, a lot more after we wanted to say thank you to those who've reviewed us, right, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh, we love you guys when you write reviews because we want to know what you think of the show. I want to call out a couple of special names of our reviewers for the podcast. First of all, Manuli from Chile, Jenny H from Taiwan, Kenzo X from Japan, Fahime Magsudi from Iran, Lorena Padraza from Colombia, and Ahmed from Iran. And in the Google Play Store for our new Android app, huge thank you to, let's see, we have Fabian RC, Valentina, Rogers Mendez, Abdullah Darwish, let's see, Tiago Assis, Almelis Figueroa, and Mahmoud Gafarinia. Guys, thank you so much for leaving these reviews.
Yes.
Michelle, these are great reviews. The Android app is getting off to a very strong start with a lot of 5-star reviews
Yay.
Here.
Yay! Thank you guys so much. Yeah, thank you so much. And if you haven't rated or reviewed us yet, definitely please do so.
Exactly. Go over and get the app and rate and review the app so we can see what you think of All Ears English. Excellent. Okay, Michelle, so no news is good news. So is it always true?
That's a good question. I mean, I feel like we only hear about some things if there's a problem, like we were saying with doctors, because they're so busy that you might only hear from them if something is wrong. Like when I was pregnant, I remember they would always say, you know, we would only hear if there was something to report, right? So like if I would get an ultrasound, like I would go and I would get the ultrasound and that was with a tech. And so then you would kind of like meet with the doctor the next time to talk about it. But they would, you know, in between that time, you're really nervous, like waiting and waiting. But they said, oh, you know, they'll only call you if there's something wrong before your next appointment. But it's still, it's hard. It's hard in those situations. Like it can be scary, you know, when you do get a call, like you said, because we have this ingrained in our head, especially with doctors, no news is good news. And, but when I was writing this, it made me think about, I wonder, especially with the medical system, if this is similar in other cultures and medicine, right? With healthcare, I'm curious to know about those relationships with the doctors.
Yeah, I mean, in our healthcare system, things are so busy. I mean, we have a lot of problems in our healthcare system that need to be fixed and solved pronto.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I mean, who knows, right? I would be interested to know from you guys, you know, let us know. Is that true in your culture in a medical situation when you get a test? Is no news good news? Or do you always get a call no matter what your results are? Right. That's the question.
But then it's like sometimes you know, I feel like even though I know no news is good news, I still get nervous because I'm like, oh, well, did they not call me because they didn't get the results yet? Or did they not call me yet because they missed something? You know, so I feel like I always end up calling anyway.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. That stuff. Medical tests. Scary, scary, scary. I don't like to do that.
Me either. Yeah. But in general, I mean, I don't think this is always true in all situations. I mean, someone, like I said, maybe they didn't have the time to get or check something. So I think. This is a perfect expression to use to talk about the doctor. But I generally call and ask anyway.
It's good to be thorough with these things, especially when it's your health and it's something very important, right?
Right. But I mean, Lindsay, do you think, let's go through some other situations. Do you think that it works for like waiting to hear back if you got a second interview for a job?
No, I think no news is bad news.
Yeah, exactly. Like with a job, I think
no news is bad news, obviously, right? Obviously.
But we don't say that. That's like not an expression. That's why it was funny that Lindsay said it, because she was like making up a new expression.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, we could do another episode on this, Michelle, how to follow up and check in on your application at every stage of the game, whether you've just submitted it
or
whether
you... Yeah, that's always tough.
Right? Would be a good one. Yeah?
Definitely. Checking in. I mean, what about this, Lindsay? If you're waiting to hear back from someone you went on a date with, is no news good news?
No. Definitely not. No news is, but it doesn't always mean that everyone responds on the same timeline as you. You may be someone that would want to follow up right away, the next day, say thank you, but not everyone is like that. Some people might go, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 days without reaching out. And in the beginning, you know, all bets are off. That's okay, because they have their own style. There are no expectations in the beginning.
Exactly. There's a lot of playing hard to get.
Yeah, true. And sometimes people do that as well.
Yeah. Lindsay, what about, okay, if your child is at a party, and you don't hear from them, would you say that's no news is good news?
Yeah, probably no news is good news. It means your kid didn't fall down and hurt himself, or didn't get into a fight with another kid, or doesn't have Play-Doh all over their face.
Or I would say it's the same also for like if your kid goes to sleepaway camp and you haven't heard, you know, that's probably a good sign.
Yeah, or waiting to hear from a salesperson if they still have the item you want in stock. So, well, I guess either way, they should get back to you if they're looking for something for you, right?
Yeah, so that's kind of, it could mean, well, I would say that it probably, well, I guess you don't know until you hear from them. So sometimes you really might not know.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Do you think that this expression or this mindset is helpful? Like, are you calm when you're waiting on some important news? Or what do you do to keep yourself relaxed or patient?
Oh my gosh, I try to just keep myself active, stay active physically, engage in other things. I can always find things to do with our work, right? Yeah. To stay busy. But if I'm, you know, waiting and not hearing and someone says that to me, no news is good news, especially about a test, a medical test, then that's good. That does make me feel better.
Yeah.
But in the end, like, if there's kind of this sense of no matter what you say, you can't control the outcome. You know what I mean? There's this sense, I think we try to do these things that will control the outcome, but the outcome's going to be the outcome in the end.
True.
The test results are going to be the results. So there's that too.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. So this person, you know, if your friend is worried about something and you say no news is good news, I mean, it really depends on your relationship. Like, it's supposed to be comforting for them, but I guess sometimes if you're like really worried and someone says that to you, you know, somebody, depending on how you feel in that moment, you might be comforted, but you might also be like, ugh, like.
Yeah, you got to know the person, right? And how to respond correctly based on their personality. Some people like to be left alone. Other people like to be asked questions. It just depends.
Right. So you have to think about it, you know, before you use it. Like, does this expression truly fit the situation? Is no news actually most likely good news or not? And, you know, also, how nervous is the person? Like I said, if they're totally freaked out and maybe angry or whatever. Like, it's not, I don't know. You really have to think about if it's helpful. Also about what your relationship is and what you know about that person, if that's likely to calm them or to make them more upset.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's better to not say anything. Yeah. Michelle, you've shared on the show before that when you get nervous, you don't really like to talk that much. You get quiet. Is that right? Yeah. So maybe it wouldn't be the right thing to try to engage in conversation with you when you're waiting for that test.
Yeah. Although I will say there's two different kinds of nervous with me. Then I'd probably like to talk. But like I'm quiet, like if I'm like preparing for something, like if I'm like about to make a speech or a present, like that's when I'm quiet. But if I'm like general other nerves, do I like to talk?
Got it. Okay, so I see. So if you're waiting for some kind of test and you're worried,
I probably want to talk it out.
You want to talk because you want to work out the scenarios. What happens if it's positive, negative,
and I want
all
someone
this stuff
to reassure me. You know, just like in anything, you know, like any other thing I'm nervous about. But if I'm prepping for something or before maybe a job interview, I might, you know, I would be quiet.
Yes, I'm the same way. That's funny.
So really? Like the exact, how?
Yeah, because I can worry about things sometimes, so I'll prepare every scenario. Oh. Like, if it's positive, this is what I'm going to do. If it's negative, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to work it out. I'm going to figure out all these scenarios. But then if I do have a big presentation, I'm really in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm busy.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, when you listen to All Ears English inside our iOS or Android app, you can try the premium membership for 7 days for free. So sign up now to get real-time transcripts for every episode of All Ears English. You are going to love it. Go to allearsenglish.com/app. That's allearsenglish.com/app.
So anyway, so yeah, it can be good for connection or not. But let's go over a couple of role plays. I mean, one thing that's very helpful is to add something after. And we're going to talk about that, you know, if we have time. This first one, we're sisters, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I hope the Rescue League chose me to get the dog. I can't wait any longer.
Well, no news is good news, Michelle. I'm sure you got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you add on that.
I'm sure you got it. So what am I saying here? I'm sure you got what? I'm sure you got the dog. Yeah, mm-hmm. You were approved.
You're sure that I was chosen to get it.
Yeah, just a little cultural note for our listeners here today. You know, it's not easy always to adopt a dog from a shelter. I may have mentioned this last week, but I'm trying to get my dad to adopt a dog.
Because
I think it would be good for my parents to have a dog at home.
Nice.
Yeah, and my dad's always wanted a dog, but my mom was bitten by a dog when she was a kid, so she's always been afraid of dogs. So we're trying to find one that would be small enough that wouldn't scare my mom and would keep, you know, just companionship of a pet.
Yeah, that's great. I hope they get them.
Because they've never owned a dog before, so that's a thing. I hope that they can actually get one. I think depending on the shelter you go to, it can be tricky.
Yeah, it's not that easy. So yeah, you might want to use, you know, that expression. I mean, maybe in this situation, like if you knew there were a lot of people up for getting the dog and you said no news is good news, they might be like, well, I don't know if that's true. But in this situation, it sounds almost like maybe they're just reviewing your application. And, you know, so in that sense, it could be good.
Yeah. And here you could also interchange. I'm sure you got him or her too, right? Because you're talking about an animal.
That's true. I know. I feel like I always say it.
It.
Yeah. It's a him or her. Yes, exactly. How about this one? So this is, we're coworkers. Here we go.
Oh, the boss told me he needs to talk to me, but I haven't heard anything since yesterday.
Oh, no news is good news, Lindsay. I'm sure it's nothing.
Yeah, that's probably true. And that would probably make me feel better, you know? And again, this is connection, right, Michelle? Like you said, this is building a connection skill because there are a lot of moments where we could really get in our head and we can get nervous. And it's nice if you can comfort a coworker.
Exactly.
You can lean over into their cubicle or wherever you're working and just say, hey, it's okay. You know, you haven't heard yet. It's probably okay. I'm sure it's nothing.
Right. Exactly. Because maybe the boss just got distracted. Like if it was really important, they would definitely like make time for it, you know?
Yes, completely. Okay. Here's another one.
And this one, this is about your daughter, I guess, is at her first sleepover.
Okay, here we go. Oh, I hope she's okay. This is her first sleepover. She said she would text me if she's okay.
Oh, Lindsay, no news is good news. I'm sure she's having so much fun. She is way too busy to call.
I'm sure that's how a lot of parents feel when their kids go on their first sleepover, right?
Yeah, probably. And guys, notice, you know, when we're using this extra thing after no news is good news, we're saying, I'm sure you got it. I'm sure it's nothing. I'm sure she's having so much fun, right? So that's a good thing to add on.
Yeah, totally. Okay, last one.
Last one. Here we go. All right. We had a great time on the date. Why hasn't he called? I texted him yesterday.
Oh, Michelle, no news is good news. I'm not sure about that answer.
I'm not sure about that either. Yeah, exactly.
So that's a little rude.
I wanted to give you one that's like, I don't know.
I would avoid that one, right? Because that's not true. Usually, I mean, again, like I said, people have their different styles. Some people wait a while, especially if it's a first date, but I don't think no news is good news in dating.
Do you ever like text somebody? I mean, it could be anyone, and you don't hear back for a little while, and you're like, well, maybe like they just didn't get it. And it's like, yeah. When is that ever true?
They got it. They always get it. I'm sure there have been a lot of memes on this, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the maybe they just, you know, the phone. I don't know. Who knows? Nah.
Yeah, no, they got it.
Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right. So guys, this is a useful expression. No news is good news. It's useful in the right scenarios. Make sure you're using it in the right situations with the right person, though. And we also want to know if this is the same idea in your culture, like at the doctor's office. Is it true that they tend not to reach out when you have a negative test and everything's okay? Right, Michelle? What else?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, think carefully about when to use it. Is it going to relax the person or is it going to make them more nervous? And is it really true? Like, in that last scenario, like, that sounded a little bit ridiculous. Like, yeah. You know, you want to think about other things to say. So really think about if it's true. You want to use it only if it's probably true.
Yeah, it kind of makes me think about connection a little bit. A lot of our listeners say they want to improve their vocabulary, but it's not just getting the right words, guys. Mm-hmm. It's the right words at absolutely. The right moment oh with gosh. The right person. And oh context, gosh, person, and words. Yeah.
Exactly. Very important to think about.
That's huge.
This was fun. Thanks, guys, for listening. Remember, get our app at allearsenglish.com/app and rate and review the app. And thank you again to those who have done so.
All right. Awesome, Michelle. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.